Hey guys, quick little plug that we forgot to mention at the end of the show. Sunday, this Sunday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Roar Room in Glendale in Los Angeles is going to be the final live Unpopular Opinion stand-up show. The final regular one, at least. The guys will still be coming out to Chicago later in June. You can hear about that during the show. It's free. And also, the first 30 people who show up will get a free Unpopular Opinion shirt designed by the one and only Randall Maynard. Dan St. Germain will be there, Mo Mandel, Carmen Lynch, Josh Denny, Jeff May, Quincy Johnson, Nick Dixon, Maria Shahada, and Alex Schmitty, a.k.a. Schmitty the Clam, will be there. Again, that's Sunday, this Sunday, the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Roar Room in Los Angeles. You can find it. I don't know. Just Google it. Just Google it, you dummies. Let's go. Let's listen to the show.
Hey, you're listening to Unpopular Opinion, and this is your host, Adam Todd Brown, where we kind of talk about crazy opinions and sort of stick to the subject matter. Your first guest today is directly responsible for bailing on me in a haunted house and on Suge Knight's public enemy number one list, Vanessa Gritton. Also, he knows why the cage bird sings and how many miles a man must walk before we can call him a man. You know him, you love him, Jeff May. It's going to be a great episode, everybody.
I'm just going to start talking now. I'm not going to have
terrible.
Dead air
yeah.
for
Yeah, we might as well.
I don't know what timing is.
No.
Anyway,
it's funny how...
She's definitely listened to this.
It's funny how unprepared you started, and then when you got to my intro, it was like the most well-rehearsed thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, your timing was off. It was a very white effort.
It was a very white effort. Oh. Everything I do is a white effort.
Yeah, it was like a really clapping on the three beat kind of thing.
Have you heard me try and stay on beat with anything?
I've been listening to a lot of Prince lately. It won't surprise anyone, but there's a song. I don't remember what song it is, but at one point he goes,
Bat Dance.
He goes, white people clap on the three. So funny. Hey, so we're definitely recording.
The timer's going.
The timer's on.
The one that's directly related to recording.
Yeah.
I like the little milliseconds guy up there.
Yeah, I like to keep, I run a tight ship. Yeah. I need to know exactly how many milliseconds are left in this podcast. Absolutely. Hey, Jeff's here.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Great. What have you been up to lately?
Stuff. You know,
why are you being so quiet, Jeff?
Let's do stuff, man.
Why won't you tell me what you've been up to since last week?
Okay, well, actually, things have been actually pretty going pretty well, actually. Things are pretty nice. I'm happy.
That's
which
good.
Which is making things very strange.
That is weird. I don't like that on you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're happy, too, and I hate that.
Yeah. Things are going great for me. It's gross.
Oh, topsy-turvy and upside-down lifestyles of Adam Todd Brown and Jeff May. We're both happy at the same time.
Yeah, that's weird.
Previously thought
our
impossible.
Cycles are synced.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I like
cute.
That.
Vanessa, how have you been?
Hit it, Brett.
Hit it, Brett. Yeah. You know, hardest part of the show for me is first few minutes because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life when all I really want to talk about is what I've been up to since last week. Probably call this segment This Week in Me. Why are you squeezing your breasts, Jeff?
Thank you for adding Jeff.
Yeah, I felt like everyone, otherwise people would have thought it was Brett.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So, Jeff May, second meatiest tits in this room.
I got a meaty tit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Push-ups, guys.
So.
I eat a lot of push-ups.
So.
So, my column this week, it was going to just be about this one dude named Rodrigo Duterte.
Yeah.
But John Oliver just did a thing about him. So now if I make my column just about him, people will be like, yeah, you're ripping off John Oliver. Like, two people who talk about politics can't talk about the craziest person running for office in the world right now. It's not that crazy that we would both land on it. But I'm going to expand it a bit. So, my column this week... Because this is a dark time for America.
Yeah.
We're about to elect Trump. Don't kid yourselves. That's totally going to happen. And I wanted to do a column to remind people that no matter what, it could always be worse. It's a dark time for this country, but there are places that still have it worse. Maybe we'll catch up to those places when Trump's president. I don't doubt that.
Wait. This guy is 71.
Rodrigo Duterte?
Yeah.
AKA The Punisher.
He looks 46.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah, he kind of looks like George Lopez.
Yeah, kind of.
He is George Lopez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Carlos Mencia, actually.
He's biting Trump's bit. He's
yeah. Stealing Trump's
I'm going
act.
To do his material. I'm a beaner.
I love Mexicans.
Yeah.
Actually, it makes all the sense now.
It does. It does. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interject, but yeah, 71 years old. He looks great. I'd vote for him.
Yeah, he's the guy who gave me the idea for this column because they call him the Trump of the Philippines, but he's actually kind of worse. Like, he says things that I wouldn't imagine Trump would ever say, which is a big claim because Trump really seems like he'll say anything. But one of the first things that really got him noticed, there was a Christian missionary who was raped in this shithole town in the Philippines that he's mayor of. And they asked him about it, and this was his fucking quote. "I was angry that she was raped. Yes, that was one thing. But she was so beautiful. I think the mayor should have been first. What a waste." Holy shit. In the Philippines, that's the guy they were like, yeah, that's our president.
Did you hear what he said about his children?
No.
"I'd kill my children if I found out they did drugs."
Damn. That's harsh.
Yep.
I mean.
And not like, oh, I'm going to kill Adam if he doesn't, you know, give me back the $5. I loan him. No, he.
Did you loan $5 from Brett?
Probably firing squad.
I've never borrowed money from Brett. I don't know why this podcast has taken this.
Dark turn.
Fucking, I'll kill you.
I know I borrowed money from Jeff for pie.
Anyways.
Hmm? I know I borrowed money from you before.
Yeah, so?
No, I'm just saying if we're talking about money. Thank you.
And I plan on fucking killing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like Rodrigo Duterte.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is the president of the Philippines now. It's official.
Doesn't he call himself the Punisher?
Yep.
I might have had that wrong. I don't know if he calls himself the Punisher or if that's just one of the many nicknames that people have come up.
It's one of the ones they call him because of his vigilante squads.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that part's kind of cool that he had death squads in his tiny Philippines town.
Right. I bet people are keeping shit together in that town.
That said, I know dick about the Philippines. The city he's mayor of could be the biggest one there.
It's where they found Manuel Noriega.
Manuel Noriega? Hiding in the Philippines? That's the best part of that song.
Except also the rest of the song.
Yeah, the rest of the song, which... What is the name of that? It's Super called Thug. Super Thug.
It's
right?
called Super Thug because, yeah. Of course, it is.
By Noriega.
By Noriega.
One of the greatest rap songs ever. But yeah, one of my favorite parts is in the beginning, Pharrell sounds so shocked that they found Manuel Noriega in the Philippines. Like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you think he's going to go?
They found Manuel Noriega.
In the Philippines?
In the Philippines.
What?
And then it was like something, there was another line after that. Like, he was something. And then it's
he's what, in a what? He's and in a house.
The hook on that song is what,
and then
what,
a woman what, in the background going what?
Yeah. what?
She must have showed up, and they were like, "Okay, you're singing this," and it just had the word "what" scrawled on it.
Here's $30,000. Sing this. She nailed that shit.
She did.
The commitment to doing that is.
Have you ever committed to a karaoke song where it's the same word over and over? You lose wind within like the fourth repetition.
Super Thug. Yeah.
The last karaoke song I did was I'm a Believer by Neil Diamond.
Smash Mouth.
Jinx. Yeah.
Well, I sang it like the Monkees. I sang it with a British accent because I'm a showman and I like to put on a good show for people.
I'm proud of you.
I'm an entertainer.
Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News.
Stupid. You're an asshole.
I am.
What are you, the guy from American Psycho?
Yeah.
It'll make you sweat.
By CNC Music Factory.
Yeah,
I hate that song.
It's so fun for karaoke because at the end you have to find a way to make the same sound.
How do they even spell that?
Did you do the guy that like, go back on the hill, jump to the rhythm, jump? Was that you too? You that dude?
I was both. That guy was no one would do it.
That guy looked like Buff Ice-T.
Yeah, he looked like Ice-T after 6 months of CrossFit.
Right.
His name was Freedom Williams, and he was awful.
He was Freedom Williams. It just all hit me at once.
I like that. Freedom Williams.
It's such a
Let's
derby
Freedom
name.
Freedom Williams. Freedom Williams for
President of
for
the Philippines.
Presidente of the Philippines.
El Mundo.
Del Mundo. Wow.
And he won, right?
Yeah.
He won the election.
Yeah, I think the election just wrapped up this week.
That's a very biblical area, though, isn't it? Like, are
yeah.
they, I mean, that was the whole Manny Pacquiao thing.
I was about
like,
to say.
Yeah,
where Manny's like, they are like animals. And it's like, what do you expect? The guy has been punching people and getting punched for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
And now you want him to have an opinion about sociopolitical issues.
Oh, I'm so happy we're talking about the Philippines and that you brought up Manny Pacquiao. Brett, will you Google or find on YouTube Manny Pacquiao's country song?
Sure.
So we can listen to that in the background.
Super thunk.
My younger brother can barely speak Spanish. He has the entire song memorized.
The Manny Pacquiao song?
The song that he walks out, he has the entire thing memorized.
Is it the song he walks out to? Because he...
I mean, like the Philippine national.
Para sa yo?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
It's all going to sound
There's corny. Like nine of them.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao is a singer now, on top of being a politician.
Didn't Oscar De La Hoya do that?
Virulent homophobe.
No, he just wore women's underwear.
That I think they proved that picture was doctored.
Really? Oh, his body looks so good.
Yeah,
well, that part's probably right.
This is the one?
What decade is it right now? Because this sounds like a song.
This should be in a Rocky movie.
This sounds
yeah,
like
yeah.
Peter Cetera era Chicago.
This is, says like burn the homos. This is what he's saying. Which could be a country song in America, actually,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah.
True. I remember when I was living in Texas, they flipped out on a song called Girl Crush, just because it was called Girl Crush, and it was about being envious of the other woman. No country station would play it.
Yeah. That's how it
That's
works.
Not how we do it here. We're in the Lord's country.
Not here in America. Listen to Manny Pacquiao. Doesn't he sound so cute? Para sayo.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like if South Park was going to make a joke song about
is.
Manny Pacquiao doing country music, it would sound like this.
Pretty much.
Yeah. The music video is him being really contemplative in a gym and kind of singing the words to himself, but during all the high moments, they just cut to him punching somebody in the face.
The music video and this sounds like, do you remember those, not quite kiosks, but you can find them in a mall where you can like make your own song in a music video.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tape. This is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Para sayo.
Do you think we could do one of those videos to Para Sayo?
We should.
If we can.
We're going to need content soon.
Manny Pacquiao. I like that because he was in Congress, right? He was in their
yeah.
Congress. Like, they're like, you know who I like is that guy that that hurts people.
Yeah, I feel like he should have just run for president. I'm sure he would have won.
Perhaps.
Oh, he would have landslide.
Yeah, if Duterte didn't have him murdered first.
Yeah, right?
Because this... Yeah, that's the other crazy thing. We can just keep that riding. This
we have to.
You
yeah.
got it.
All right. We're not going to be able to
I'm
edit
watching the
anything.
Editing, and it is some Selena video style editing.
Yeah, it's a nice...
White, foggy fade-outs.
Yeah, I just saw
what's
the word...
What's he singing about?
I just saw the word Hindi, and then him punching someone in the face.
I like how the...
Because Hinduism is the religion of violence.
Subtitles are in... So they're not in English, so I don't know what he's saying at all.
Yeah, I read an article.
Every other word kind of sounds like Spanish.
I think I was reading an article about Rodrigo Duterte the other day, and it was all in English, but all his quotes were in fucking Tagalog or whatever they
Tagalog?
Speak in the Philippines. And it was the most confusing shit because it would get to, and then Duterte said, not that gang off. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Are you like one of the Martians from Mars Attacks? And then Duterte said,
when he said Tagalog, I immediately thought Girl Scout cookies.
That's why I call it Tagalog, because I think of Tagalongs.
Yeah, those are good.
He's like, we put to death all of the Girl Scout in Manila.
Yeah, Duterte, speaking of putting people to death, people call him the Punisher, because he has death squads who handle crime for him. And he has promised to execute 100,000 criminals and dump them in Manila Bay if he's elected president.
I feel like that part...
I'd watch.
Yeah, I'd be there for it.
Like if he just lined people up or like right at the edge of the bay and just like drove past.
Like he did
like
a drive-by.
Yeah.
He did 100,000 person drive-by. One of those Rambo chain guns.
Takes 4 hours. He's just pointing a gun out the window.
Just picture
driving.
Him like Schwarzenegger in T2 holding the Gatling gun and just going around.
I imagine him just a parade float slowly. One hand waving, the other one holding an Uzi.
I really want to live in the Philippines now.
Yeah. Is this about how things are not supposed to be in the world? Because yeah. If we had a president that was like, I vow to kill 100,000 criminals, kind of might throw him the vote just to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, like if a president came out and said, hey, those Purge movies, we're doing that.
Oh, I'd be like, I'm in.
Yeah, you get my vote, pal.
I'd be down for the Purge because I have nothing to take but everything to take with.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would go out with Jeff on the Purge. And we would immediately get shot in the chest and eaten.
Probably. I would immediately get shot in the chest, probably by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I would take you out.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, I'd go on.
What? Call me up on the phone. Like, what you doing?
You want to purge this weekend?
Well, I don't know. I was going to stay in, but all right, let's go
purge. Free murder day.
Let's go purge.
It's like comic
book. Would you purge or would you defend?
I'd purge.
I wouldn't purge. I'm not a monster.
I'm a monster.
I would hole up in my house and wait for someone to break in so I could shoot them in the
I don't want
to
wait.
Kill Ethan Hawke. That's probably what I would do. I'd sit in a chair facing the front door.
So you'd live like most homeowners in the South.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although there's only one kind of person that's on my list for my purge. Every person with LED headlights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that is my entire purge wish list.
Yeah. Those are the worst. LED headlights.
I'd purge people that say library.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nobody says that.
A lot of people say library.
Do people say library?
Or supposedly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know people who say supposedly.
I'd purge the fuck out of the supposedly people. Yeah. And people that post adulting memes.
That I was about to say. I hate hashtag adulting more than anything on the planet. And fucking Toaster Strudel is now using that as their marketing strategy.
Yeah.
They're number one.
Oh, let's kill That's Toaster Strudel. Let's
They're bring number it. One.
I'm pro Pop-Tart, anti-Toaster
Strudel. Is someone still going to make Toaster Strudels, though?
I don't give a fuck.
Because they're
about
so much better than Pop-Tarts.
No, we're just taking out the marketing. Nope.
They are way better than Pop-Tarts.
You know why? Okay, because you have to put effort, you have to put effort into a stupid Toaster Strudel. If I'm eating a breakfast pastry, I want zero effort involved.
I understand where you're coming from. And trust me, I get let down by the Toaster Strudel because you put it in, you see on the box, this frosting is so delicately crisscrossed on the strudel. You try and do it yourself, it's kind of half frozen. Yeah, you do a shit job.
Looks like
you can't get the frosting on it at all. And that's very disappointing, and it sucks for your self-esteem. But Toaster Strudels are better.
No, wait, not. Have I you disagree. Seen their new commercial with hashtag adulting
no.
with new fancy ways on plating Toaster Strudel?
No.
They recommend you get a square plate, you cut it in half.
The
after
plate?
You heat it, yeah, you the strudel, and then you smear the jam across the plate the so that it looks fancy, and then you prop up the two squares and serve it with like a side dip, and then hashtag adulting.
Okay, well, here's the thing. This is your fault for following Toaster Strudel.
I don't follow it.
Then how do you know?
Because Facebook makes me look.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I've never seen the Toaster Strudel Twitter account.
Wow. Fine, I'm sending them to you.
They don't make me do anything.
No.
I'm sending them to you.
Mark Zuckerberg Pillsbury doesn't is rule coming my life. For you.
Yeah.
I understand the like of the Pop-Tart. Sometimes you want the shittier option.
No, well,
yeah, no, as a Pop-Tart, I want my. If I'm getting, if I'm going that's that
why Taco
low,
Taco Bell exists for
like,
a reason.
Well, here's like the thing, right?
Yeah, you want something. Sometimes you want something that's kind of shitty.
But at least with a Pop-Tart, it's like if you're going that low, don't try to make it like fancy. Don't try to fancy up the fact that you're eating a garbage pastry. You know, just go to a gas station, buy something with dumbass frosting and sprinkles on it, eat it cold like a goddamn American, and then live your life with regret.
I've never put a Pop-Tart on a plate. A Pop-Tart has never deserved a plate. It's a napkin that you got from a fast food restaurant 2 months ago because you don't want to wash something.
Yeah, I'm going to put my own icing on there? What are we?
I've never eaten a Pop-Tart and not felt like I needed a teeth cleaning after.
Yeah. Oh, you do, and a nap.
Like, it just gets in your gums.
Have you tried them without icing?
No. Ugh. That's disgusting.
Surprisingly good.
No, shut up.
They're good.
Oh, well, didn't people used to like butter them? They used to like put the non-icing one. They used to put the non-frosted ones.
I just toast those.
And then just put butter.
You know what Pop-Tarts needs to do is a variety pack.
I'm with you on that one.
Because I like cinnamon.
I hate cinnamon.
Strawberry with frosting.
Cinnamon's
good. Two cinnamon, cherry, blueberry. That would be mine.
Well, the cinnamon ones are strawberry.
And a s'mores.
S'mores. Chocolate.
Ew, s'mores.
Actually, the s'mores is the only one I'll toast. I'll toast s'mores.
I don't toast any of them. Put it on a piece of paper towel, microwave for about 11 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Want to know the grossest thing I've ever made in a waffle maker?
Yeah, of course.
I just put a muffin in it.
A foot.
Like an already cooked muffin.
Why?
Because then it made a waffle muffin.
What's
it was
wrong with
so
that?
Good.
That sounds great. Yeah. That actually
it
sounds
was so
really
good. But it became like the most buttery, like heart clock, like because it got heated up. But it was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Every bite made me feel like you I was slower. You basically
grilled
to
a
death.
Muffin.
It was so good.
Yeah. Yeah. You just a grilled muffin.
The only thing is you have to just really hammer it down.
Yeah, no.
Like call your roommate to maybe like push on the waffle maker with you.
I think you're just telling a very specific, call your roommate to have him push down. Some of us are powerful, Vanessa. We don't
I'm not.
Yeah. I don't need your fucking roommate to help me make a muffin waffle.
I need people to help me make muffin waffles. Implying? I don't have upper body strength.
Now, do you call it a waffin or a muffle?
Mm. Muffle. Muffle. Is, sounds better.
No, they both sound pretty awful.
Yeah.
I like muffle.
Whatever.
Trademark.
You can't. That's a word.
What?
You can't.
Yeah, you can't. Muffle is a word. Muffle is already a word.
It means to stifle one's screams.
I didn't even think about that.
Screams?
To muffle.
That's screams. Why they put mufflers on cars, because they scream. Well,
I guess maybe that's where I go first, because of my vigilante squad. I would purge. I would purge. I probably would. I'm not going to lie. I probably wouldn't do something super shitty, but I'd throw a rock through like the window of a place I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, if I could just like open my window and like just shoot someone in the street. Well,
he went with shoot. Okay. He went with killing a person.
What were we talking about? Were we not talking?
Well, with the purge, the you purge don't just have about. To. You
what can, are you going to do? Rape someone? You monster?
No.
What do you want
to
do?
Just cause some damage. Shoplift? To mayhem.
You can do that anytime.
Yeah, he's just going to harm small animals. Blech.
No, I'm not. Why do you guys immediately go to rape and harm small animals? What kind of fucked up childhoods did you guys have? Actually, I know what fucked up childhoods you both
have. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it up, Jeff.
No.
Let's purge Jeff.
I would find every white BMW and just drop a cinder block through the window.
Hi, Dad.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, no, he has a white BMW.
Yeah.
So I would be with you on that.
God.
So we're going to kill Vanessa's dad during the purge?
No, we're just going to drop a cinder block on his white BMW.
Let's kill Vanessa.
We're going to kill Jeff. No, I'm not ready.
Let's kill Vanessa. With
if I'm going to do that, BMW. I'm going to do it myself.
This is a really upbeat podcast.
Let's convince Vanessa to kill
I feel like
Vanessa.
We're in an open mic
you
right now.
You don't need to convince me.
Are we cyberbullying Vanessa up front, or is this just standard bullying?
I don't know.
You know the answer to that.
I do.
People have called me and been like, is that Jeff person hurting you? When they like see the way we act with each other on the internet.
Not physically.
So yeah, that just happened in the Philippines.
Yeah, so that, I mean, I guess it could be worse, you know? Like,
he's bad. And we'll see. Maybe Trump will be worse. We don't know.
Well, Ted Cruz, I think, would have been worse.
Than Trump?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so, because Ted Cruz, like, Trump seems like a guy who's just going to spend the rest of his life pandering to shitty people.
He's just going to make
Cruz
criminals
is pandering to a Bible. And that, I think, is going to lead to worse. Like, Trump's not going to, like, be, like, against gay rights, at least. You know,
but, like, we've had evangelicals in office before.
Yeah, in, like, 1914.
Oh, Bush. Was a fucking evangelical.
Oh, yeah,
but he wasn't acting.
Reagan was an evangelical. Reagan was a
monster.
Staunch evangelical. That's I have a column coming up about that, about how Reagan was actually like our worst president ever. And I can't wait to write it because it's going to make people so mad. But I'm right. Like all the things that are paving the way for Trump or Sanders right now, Reagan started. Like all the trade shit that people are mad about, that was Reagan. Reagan sent my dad's job to Mexico. That's why I was poor when I was a kid. Nancy like, he didn't specifically, like, show up in Peoria and, like, pull my dad out of work. We're sending your job to Mexico. That would have been
awesome.
Like, oh, my God. Reagan.
Nancy Reagan was directly
Reagan is a badass.
Worst episode of Different Strokes. We can thank Nancy Reagan for that.
It was one where Adam's dad lost his job.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I don't remember. There was an episode involving.
It was the Don't Do Drugs Nancy one. Yeah.
Yeah. Where this tiny 11-year-old redhead was like, I did drugs once.
I like the one where the tiny redhead had a bedwetting problem, so he was getting all this extra attention. And then they were at dinner, and Arnold was asking someone to pass him the biscuits, and people were ignoring him.
So he pissed himself.
And he goes, what's a guy got to do, pee on his seat to get a biscuit around here?
Sassy.
Yeah, and everyone just got silent, and I lost my shit because it was amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Really funny stuff.
I like that. I like that he hurt another person.
Yeah, he hurt his feelings very badly. And
that makes
he got his biscuit, so.
Yeah. But he felt really strong after that.
Argue with the results, pal.
Yeah, you can't argue with results.
Yeah. And hey, speaking of murder, which is what Jeff would do if we had the purge, the U.S., we lead the world in gun ownership. There are 88 guns for every 100 people in the United States.
Super believable.
But we do not lead in gun violence. So that's comforting, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm into
a
it.
A little?
Honduras. Fuck you, Honduras. We can go to Cuba now. We don't need your cigars.
I've been there.
Really, really deep cigar.
Right? Honduran cigars are very
great.
They're really good.
Actually, they make Honduran that reference in the movie The Punisher.
Honduran cigars and Dominican Republican.
Both.
Dominican
Republic cigars.
Sammy Sosa is a Dominican Republican.
No, Honduran cigars are really good. I went there once, and they have a bunch of signs for tourists to not touch macaws because people get their thumbs bitten off so much per year.
You went to Honduras?
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting.
To kill someone with a gun.
Yeah. Isn't that where Left Eye died?
Yeah.
Yep.
She was in Honduras, right?
Rappy.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I think she was. She was somewhere in South
America.
Rubbed
America.
Out by some scrub after she talked shit on him.
Yeah. Someone.
Didn't Aaliyah kill her?
Pushing his best friend's ride into hers.
Because she's a dead lady.
Yeah, she died. She set Andre Rison's house on fire.
I know.
Have you heard the story how it happened?
Yeah, where he like smacked her around so she lit his sneakers on
fire. Well,
no,
she was like, well, here's the thing. I did that a bunch of times, but he had just replaced the bathtub. And this new bathtub was like flammable. So this time when she did it, it just like,
how is it a flammable bathtub?
I don't know. But she said, like all the other times, it was a ceramic bathtub, so his shoes just burned. And this time, his entire house burned.
Oh, my God. That makes my heart so happy.
And how do you stay with someone after one time when they set your shit on fire?
I guess when you're Andre Rison and you can just afford more shit.
Can he?
Yeah, he could. Did you see the size of the mansion that was on fire?
That doesn't mean he could afford it. Did you ever see Hammer's mansion?
That's fair, but he could afford it at the time.
No, he couldn't.
I think Andre Rison was pretty well paid.
I guess. But you still break up with the person after they set your shit on fire.
Well, you got to remember, he was smacking the shit out of her, too. So that was a very complicated relationship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you break up with someone if they're smacking the shit
Granted,
out
hilarious end results. Not she the beating part, but fire. The lighting of fire. Yeah.
You don't go to jail for that.
I actually
Has
knew.
Has no one seen the burning bed?
I knew someone whose girlfriend lit their armpit hair on fire. They stayed.
What?
They stayed.
Wait, what?
I knew a gentleman whose girlfriend lit his armpit hair on fire.
Is this in Honduras?
How did he even get in position for that to happen?
How do you get
he
the title gentleman?
Sitting on
did
the
she
couch
just pull out a lighter and was like, hands up!
Well, she just kind of snuck in underneath there and just lit it.
Why would she do that?
She was a crazy person. Albeit angry, but a crazy person.
I lit someone's beard on fire smoking weed once. Because it was when I was a teen. And we were using a Zippo lighter, and we were doing like one of those weird weed tricks where like one person pulls in the weed and you like blow it through a tube or some shit and
into each other's mouths and stuff.
Kinda, yeah. It was my cousin though, so it wasn't gay.
Sexy.
And we lit this Zippo, and I lit it, and we both leaned in. And Zippos don't go out unless you close the lid, so I was just holding the lighter, and I didn't realize it, and it was right under his chin. And just set his
Wait,
shit
what
on
teenager
fire.
Had a big beard that you...
My cousin, Jason. Oh, okay.
He was 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big biker. big Sons of Anarchy beard sitting on...
So, yeah, Honduras, like I said, we have 88 guns for every 100 people in this country. They have 6 guns for every 100 people. But our homicide rate is in the 5 to 8 range per 100,000 citizens. Theirs is
2 to 5, actually.
Oh, 2 to 5.
Yeah.
Even better. Theirs, 68.43 per 100,000 people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gun violence.
I almost want to ask, despite how naive this sounds, what's the bullet ownership ratio of both the countries?
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty high.
Why? I don't know. Why do you want to ask
that? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like that makes a little bit of a difference just because it might be easier to get ammunition there than it is here.
Is ammunition hard?
You think ammunition? No, ammunition's pretty easy to get out here.
Even then in Texas, they still put like a cap onto how much you can get.
Well, yeah, but
all I need is
like
one baby hill.
100 bullets to kind of kill 50 people, I figure.
Yeah.
You know, you could probably pull that out. I think a lot of it, does it have to do with drug cartels and stuff?
Yeah, I would think, but you'd think Mexico would be higher. Than Honduras.
They're also a lot more spread out. Honduras isn't an incredibly large country, is it?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's itty bitty. Teeny weeny.
Small.
Like, it's in that little section between North and South America. Those are 3 different countries, and one of them is Honduras.
Are you trying to explain to me what Mesoamerica is made of?
No.
Central America.
I'm just pointing. Okay.
Are you hisplaining?
That's my new favorite.
Explain.
There should have been a sound effect on that one. I don't know which one, but
like a mariachi band or something.
I don't have that. You want How about
I don't know,
do it one more time.
Here we in go. My head, I try
are
to
you explaining?
Here we go.
That was not very Hispanic.
I kept trying to remember what mariachis do before songs.
Drugs. Sneak up on you.
Yeah. Oh, here's what they do.
And then they're just...
exactly that.
And then they're just standing there.
Yeah.
Playing music.
They're like ninjas with 30 guitars each.
Yeah.
And a violin.
What's the guitar violence numbers in Honduras?
El Cabong.
I don't know what that means.
It's an old cartoon. Okay, well, I'll talk to you about it
later. Yeah, it's not real.
Explain it to me now on the air.
No.
You made all that up.
It's a cartoon dog that hits people with a guitar and he dresses like a vigilante.
What? Adam, why'd you tell her about this?
I don't know.
We'll look up El Cabong after this.
No.
No.
Listeners, don't do it either.
Yeah, don't look it up.
Look up El Cabong.
Don't play her games.
Look up El Cabong.
Just think about what other member of TLC you'd kill in The Purge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chili.
T-Boss. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, T-Boss has lupus. You want to put her out of her misery. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
That's no way to live. Purge her.
Yeah. You've been purged.
It's our new prank show.
It's going to be a new thing every time, isn't it?
Yeah, we just run up and shoot someone. Yeah. You've been purged.
Everybody, make sure you purge T-Boss on Twitter.
You just watch Jeff in a fucking rubber bunny mask just take out an aging celebrity.
That'd be great. I'd be into that.
Yeah.
So this talking about guns, everyone wants guns off the streets in the United States. Do you think that'll ever happen?
No.
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 Like the things well,
when the machines take over.
I mean, when Trump takes over, like that's one of his plans. But that's the problem with Trump is he's got plans to give liberal types exactly what they want. It's just once they get it, they'll be like, oh, I don't know if I wanted this. I don't know if I wanted that. Because cleaning up like
that's the, like an ironic devil ending.
The gun problem, that's the only way you're going
like to
really,
metal.
Really make a dent in that. Is if you go into these communities that have really bad gun problems and just like
kill all the people.
Purge. Well, like you're going to have to go in and do a sweep for guns.
It's like the end of Twisted Metal.
And just, I've never seen fucking Twisted Metal.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
That's why I've never seen it. I'm an adult.
Yes. There's a guy with a bunch of wigs.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds great.
We're going to play this.
No, we're not.
We're going to get high and play it.
We're not.
We're going to get.
We are.
It's that or you go to a soccer game with me.
I'm definitely not doing that.
Come play Twisted Metal.
Do one thing you hate.
I went to a hockey game with Portugal the Man. And it was amazing. It was so much fun. I don't hate hockey anymore.
Really?
Yeah, aww. I know. Yeah.
Oh.
I wouldn't watch it on TV. I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Oh.
But I'd go to another hockey game.
I'd go to another hockey game and request a seat being between me and Jeff.
Nope.
Yes.
We got a lot of popcorn in Vanessa's hair.
Okay. I have a pair of pants that I've washed many, many times since I went to a hockey game with Jeff. He got saliva-covered caramel corn all over my pants, and the caramel dissolved into my jeans, and it still won't come out.
That's Jeffrey.
Who's saliva?
Jeff's saliva, because I offered him some caramel corn in my hand, and he ate it like a fucking zoo animal, got spit all over my hand, bonked my hand, and then it just flew all over my hair and pants.
None of that happened. None of that happened. All of that happened.
All of it happened. All of it happened. You it tortured happened. Me, and then the Ducks lost, and I was sad.
Are you done? Are you getting it out? Are you getting it all out now?
I'm out. I never really got to talk about it.
Did you purge that out of you now?
Yeah.
Can we talk about guns, or at least Twisted Metal?
Can we talk about Twisted Metal?
No.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Let's talk about guns.
Everybody wants guns?
Have you ever been to a gun show?
I want guns, too.
My dad took me to a gun show when I was a kid. I bought a knife.
Yeah, I'd been to a few in Texas, and I remember my ex managed to purchase a gun, sign no paperwork, and get it in the time it took me to get a hot dog and put mustard on it.
Nice. Yeah, right. When I was maybe 6 or 7, and my dad, for some reason, took me to this gun show. There was,
jinx.
There was this booth set up, and they had all this war memorabilia, and they had a t-shirt that said, kill them all, let God sort them out.
Whoa.
And I was like, Dad, I want that shirt. And he goes, that's very racist. You do not want that shirt. Because it was from the Vietnam War when they were like, oh, we can't tell the enemies from the good ones. Kill them all. And then Metallica named their first album after that.
Yep. I got my first wedding dress at a gun show.
Oh, God.
What?
Another reason they should be illegal.
Yeah, this lady was just selling her shit. She was at a gun show selling both guns and her shit. Yeah.
And you bought it thinking it was a good idea?
Yep. I also got married thinking it was a good idea. Both wrong.
Been there.
Yeah.
I have not. I feel like someone's been killed in that wedding dress.
Yeah, almost certain.
I feel someone got Kill Bill in that dress.
I've never been to a gun show before. My dad had a lot of guns. But I was like taught, my dad was like, this is a gun. This is how you use it responsibly. Don't fucking touch it. Like that was essentially.
The only thing my dad ever taught me about guns is how to aim one. I'm really good at shooting. I don't own guns, but me and Soren went to a shooting range once.
Yeah.
It wasn't a competition, but if it was,
you killed Soren.
I definitely did better than Soren.
Yeah. Like I definitely shot.
I shot knees. Soren in the shin. So I feel like I won.
Brett, you gun guy?
I fired a gun, but I do not like it. It was a crazy experience. I was like raging afterwards.
They're awesome.
Yeah, you like, get that's the so thing. Much adrenaline. Yeah.
Guns are
doing
so
it.
Dope.
Testosterone. I was roid raging.
That didn't happen crazy. To me. I just like shot guns and was like,
oh, but no, I
guns. We have testosterone.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm a woman.
So nice. I skeet shot in Texas.
I was waiting. From the window to the wall. I like it.
And I also burned myself in the neck with a shell of 45. Just little circle.
What, are you trying to shoot your ear off? You goddamn idiot.
I know I'm an idiot. I'm a big idiot.
We know.
I know.
When I was on my honeymoon in Tennessee, we went to a gun range. Because that's what like, we
of
wanted to do.
Of course you did.
Sure.
I mean, why wouldn't you? It was a lot of fun. And I also
if like you already could tell it's not working out.
Yeah.
And just have that.
Well, it's like, funny. You can
honeymoon
buy,
accident.
You know, you buy target. What you do is essentially you buy the targets or whatever. And there were these really hilariously great targets of like guys holding women hostage. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm going to buy one of those just to frame and hang up in the house. Yeah. So we actually had one of those targets unshot, just a perfect target. Framed hanging up in the house. And I really regret not taking it in the divorce because it was so good.
Yeah. I don't know how you'd get another one.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and I both live near a gun range.
Yeah. We're equidistant from a gun range.
Yep.
We should get a gun and then walk back to our places, turn and shoot each other.
Yay.
10 paces.
Guns are dope though. Like they really do rile you up.
Yeah. You get pretty riled up. And I didn't like that feeling and I don't feel good around them. I don't like them.
You didn't get a gunrection?
I got one.
Oh,
and then I got so chill afterwards. I was like raging so hard that an hour later, I just had to lie down. I couldn't move.
It's a lot like sex in that regard because it kills people sometimes.
Yeah.
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 But you don't get that from a bow and arrow. You're just kind of serene about it.
Killing with a bow and arrow?
No, just.
Tell me more, Hawkeye. What do you got?
I can't shoot anything with a bow and arrow. It's just very peaceful. It was in summer camp.
I used to be a archery instructor at a summer camp.
Of course you were.
Dork. Yeah. Fuck did you do that for?
Because it paid the bills, man.
Yeah. Where'd you learn how to use Bored. Nunchucks?
I just learned.
Where you saw
turtle,
yourself?
A turtle I know.
Friend of mine. This guy I met in the sewer, no big deal.
I don't get it.
Jeff knows how to use the nunchucks.
Damn right I did.
Yeah. I had those when I was a kid. I took them to school once. My sister was like, you cannot bring those to school. I was like, they're just a fucking toy. No, you can kill someone with those.
Were they like actual, like hard? No, they weren't practical.
Yeah, me and my dad went to a yard sale. And I don't know what house
you
we
and your
were
dad
at,
have cool
but
stories.
We bought a BB gun and nunchucks at one yard sale. It's like, this is
good
amazing.
Haul.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I used that BB gun eventually. I shot a mouse in the face once.
Oh my God.
Well, I was at my grandma's and I was watching football.
You're like a Harmony Korine movie.
Mouse just ran behind the TV. And I'm like, not on my watch, pal. I have a gun.
Yeah.
So I went and got the BB gun and I waited for the mouse to show up again. And I finally saw it in the closet and it like stuck its head out and I shot and I just saw its tail. Stop wagging.
Oh,
fall.
Oh my
like,
God.
How awful did you
this
feel after that?
This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
And then,
that's
but
terrible.
Then I was like, but that was a pretty good shot. Because well, I got it like right in the face. Like I, one shot.
But you must have felt so terrible.
Yeah.
I would have felt awful at that.
Yeah.
I'll passively, like I'll set a mousetrap, leave. And if it's dead the next day, I'll be like, all right, I got it.
Did you feel like God?
But the worst
I've ever felt when it came to dead animals, I used to have a turtle and my two dogs attacked this turtle.
No.
And its shell was all chewed up, and it was, like, inside the shell, and there was blood. So I thought they, like, ate its limbs and shit. So we didn't really have a yard to bury it in, so we just like went and sat it out on the trash. And then I was outside 15 minutes later, and it was just crawling around like, hey, I have a shell. I'm not dead, motherfucker. I just hid in my shell. I'm fine. I was like, oh, you're still alive. Okay. Sorry.
Pick him up.
Give it back to the dogs.
Yeah, we were just going to trash you. Here, puppies.
Well, I mean, that's actually pretty good ending, I guess.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was very resilient turtle.
Turtle probably gets his.
Probably still alive.
I guess
somewhere.
Nature.
Turtles live for a million years.
I guess nature really took care of that whole dog thing with the whole
shell.
Yeah.
It's like armor almost.
But yeah. Also a home.
Right? Like if the purge happens.
Yeah, you're not going to purge a
the
turtle.
The turtle can just.
You could kill people with turtles.
Oh my God,
the
turge.
I want a turtle.
That is a movie. Just someone beating people to death with turtles with in their big, shell.
With just like a sack of turtles. Beat someone with a pillowcase filled with turtles.
And then that's their last crime at the end of the night. They just let the turtles out into the street. So it's a nuisance the next day getting to work. Oh, the purge never ends.
Oh, God. You know what? Every time you think the purge is out, they bring you right back in.
I swear the purge starts earlier and earlier every year.
Yeah, David Wong tweeted once that he would be the guy who gets what weekend the purge is on wrong every year. Oh, that's this weekend? Okay, I should get in the house.
Yeah. You know, Target already has its purge decorations on.
Is everyone going to go see the new Purge movie? I'm going to go see it.
Is there another one?
July 4th. Purge
election year.
Oh my, yeah, didn't they? Add, they I saw an ad for that like 6 months ago in a movie.
Yeah,
it was the Purge Girl movies Bernie. Are good. I've said it before.
I'll go with you.
Wasn't especially Frank this. Grillo in the last one?
Yeah, and he's great. The second Purge movie is what the first Purge movie should have been.
I'm gonna go because I have a good track record of movies with you.
Yes.
Very rarely have we gone to a movie and hated it.
Have we ever seen a shitty movie?
No.
I mean,
sure together, no.
During the weigh-ins, a thon.
We did watch
White Chicks together, girl.
Oh, no, White
Chicks is a good movie.
White Chicks is not a good movie.
It gave us Terry Crews.
It did not give us Terry
Crews.
Yes,
it did.
He wasn't like born in that movie.
Yes, he was.
It brought it.
Like the Wayans brothers didn't fuck and deliver Terry
They made
Crews.
Him.
That's how Terry Crews was made.
They couldn't.
Immaculate Wayneception.
Oh my God. What else should we talk about? Should we talk about healthcare?
Sure.
Because everyone loves universal healthcare. We kind of have it now. Sort of. With Obamacare. But before we did, everyone would talk about how great healthcare was in Canada and how great it is in England. And now this study just came out November of last year. The UK has one of the worst healthcare systems in the developed world. The organization. There it is. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. They issued a report and they called England's record of preventing ill health outstandingly poor.
Did they get plague
what
again?
A great way to describe it.
Outstandingly
you
poor.
You are outstanding in your shittiness. Outstandingly
shit. By Jove, good job in all your horribleness. But is this dental? Does this count dental care? Because that could really ruin the curve.
No, because that's a myth about England. They actually have the best dental care.
Really?
Best dental health among most countries.
Maybe I'll have to go there and get a tooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I still have a tooth I need. It's broken. It's been broken for about a year and a half. I'm a white person.
You just got your half tooth, right?
No. I'm missing a tooth. I went to USC and had some children pull it out.
Oh yeah. I remember you told me about
that.
Yeah.
The tooth was older than them.
Yeah. You went to
it was
like
really
a
upsetting.
Dental school.
Yeah. Pretty cheap. If you're going to get rid of a tooth at USC, they'll pull the whole thing for like $110.
Nice.
We'll do that at a place on Lincoln, too, and it's an actual doctor.
Yeah,
but it's fine. I'll go to USC.
Can't hit on USC chicks, bro. It's all gross with a rotten tooth. 34. High and stuff on whatever painkiller they give you sparingly.
When I was a dental assistant, the sheer amount of dudes that would hit on me before they threw up on me was insane.
Why would you hit on somebody right when you're about to show them the inside of your mouth? It's
the
most foul part of the entire body.
There's one dude where I was suctioning the blood from the side of a tooth while they were drilling into the dead dentin, and he coughed dead tooth all over me.
What's happening right now?
It was gross. That was just so gross.
Wait, are you a dentophobe?
I'm all sorts of phobes.
Oh, what else?
Homophobe?
We'll talk about
I mean,
some
I'm not
of it.
Jeff. I'm not going to.
Like how Jeff vomits if you talk about crunchy cockroaches. Right, Jeff?
Crunchy, squishy.
And that noise, they make, and the smell,
if you talk
and the
about,
smell like, gets so much more intense. When
have you ever heard the sound of like a million cockroach legs? It has a distinct sound.
Oh man, I can just still hear it when I take
yeah, taking your headphones off isn't going to help. That's for sound effects. You can still hear us.
Oh God.
Oh, did you see that video of the cockroach farm?
How do you know what a lot of cockroaches sound like? Because you quit on me in that haunted house. If you
recall. No, but those weren't alive. Those were dead. There's a video of a dude who farms cockroaches. And he has them all in like this big old swimming pool sized pit, and you can hear the sounds of them like all scurrying together.
Yeah, it's what our food's gonna be someday.
I'm gonna punch you in the brainstem.
I've seen Snowpiercer. I know.
Do it.
The
I'm wishing
looks.
For it. What?
I said I've seen Snowpiercer. I know how the future looks.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that.
What?
I've heard it's incredible. I know it's great. I've never found it. Great. I've never found the time to do it, even though I've watched like Clone Wars twice.
I watched all of Animaniacs.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I don't have time to watch this one movie. Everyone says it's great.
Yeah.
I guess I'll watch What We Do in the Shadows for a fifth time.
Still haven't seen The Matrix.
What?
Haven't seen The Matrix.
How are you going to shoot up your high school if you haven't seen The Matrix?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see The Matrix, Brett?
Oh, many times.
Did you?
Yeah.
No wonder you haven't seen all those other movies. You've been too busy watching The Matrix. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like The Matrix Reloaded?
I've seen all three Matrix movies.
Matrix Revolutions.
Did you watch The Animatrix?
I watched a little bit of it. It's really good. But I mean, I'm not, I wasn't crazy about it.
Oh, you're wrong.
Okay. I gave it a shot.
Okay, I'm bored. Hey, you know what doctors start at in the UK?
They start starting salary.
$33,000 a year.
What?
Yeah. If anyone at Cracked makes less than $33,000, I don't know it, and I'm outraged for them.
Brett starts crying.
Yeah, $33,000. Like, last year.
Oh, my God.
Last year, the...
That was when I was 22 as a teacher. That's what I made as my opening salary.
Junior doctors in England, which can mean anyone from someone who just got out of medical school to someone who's been a doctor for like 10 years. You can still be called a junior doctor. They went on strike last year, junior doctors in England, because their pay is shitty. The lowest starting salary I could find for a U.S. doctor was $97,000.
Oh, my God.
Veterinarians start around $47,000. And starting doctors in England... 33,000.
English people are worse than pets.
Imagine trying to save a child and knowing somewhere in the United States a dude expressing anal glands is making more money than you
are.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's a picture that says protect our doctors, protect our NHS with the most insane looking protesting doctor I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nuts.
He looks like crazy place. Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that report that came out criticizing the healthcare system said to get back to the healthcare levels of places like Turkey, Portugal, and Poland, which they've all fallen behind, the UK needs an extra 75,000 doctors and nurses. That's how short.
So that'll cost them $1 million total.
Yeah. Yeah. So buck up, everybody. Things could be worse.
Could be worse. You could be British.
We were going to talk Honduran. About. We're running out of time. We were going to talk about Russia too, because they just murder people. Like, if you say their government's bad, they'll
You have to accept that.
Yeah, there was a blogger named Magomed Yevloyev, and he ran a blog where he was critical of the Russian government, and then he took a trip to Moscow, and when he came back home, he landed, and the police immediately put him in a car, drove him away, and shot him in the head in the car. And when people questioned them about it, they said, the gun went off accidentally.
Oh, like in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, they used the Pulp Fiction defense.
Did you not see the movie Pulp Fiction? It was that. You were wearing same suit and wig.
Royal cheese.
Yes. Do you ever go to Burger King? No, he's not good. Yeah, I was a Russian history. That was like one of the big focuses of my like that's been going on forever. Like the Russians just like accept a tyrant. They just accept tyrants and they're like, just destroy us.
Yeah,
all the time.
I read a thing about that, about how Russians really respond to the idea that they're being threatened.
An authority, a brutal authority, yeah.
Well, not just that, but it's what those people in power usually do when tyrants in Russia really gain power. It's because they're able to go to the people and say, hey, this country is threatening us, and I'm a monster, but I'm going to keep Russia.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, that's what we got to do.
And they did that. And then Ivan IV created the Oprichniki, which was like basically became the KGB. And they've had that.
I was about to.
Well, they've had that forever. We're like, so they've had it since the
1400s. You know, the hardest part. No, I'm
sorry. They've had it for a long time. That's all I'm saying.
What were you saying?
Cue the skittering roaches.
Hit it, Brett.
I'm sorry. I do not like what you guys are doing to me right now.
I'm sorry.
Okay, good. Good. Should we do comments?
Yeah.
You know. It's a big world out there. It's a
tiny little world.
Easy to feel like things you say.
So hard.
Don't even matter.
They don't.
To think that the things you say matter.
That's why I want you to know this isn't true.
This is totally true.
That's why we call this segment Your Voice Matters.
We don't call this segment anything.
Where we read your stupid fucking comments about how dumb Jeff is.
We read your really
from
great comments.
The last few episodes.
About how great Jeff is from
and
the future.
And we respond to them personally.
We don't reply at all.
No.
Yeah, we're actually done here. Goodbye, everybody. Do we have voicemails? Do we have more voicemails?
Yeah, you can call the voicemail line at 505-3-UN-POPS.
That's 505-386-7677. I forgot how to read a 3 for a second.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm so tired.
It's backwards Z. Snowman.
Yeah, please leave a voicemail.
It's the
yeah, leave a voicemail.
Emoji.
Leave voicemails.
We only have 686.
No, we're actually getting towards the bottom of the barrel.
And what are all those other emails?
I like
in
that
there?
These voicemails are the bottom of the barrel.
There's a lot that are not airable in any yeah. way.
That guys,
I mean,
do
you,
a good.
I mean, you could. It's just they're all the same and they're not good. All
right, we
sorry.
Don't. If you, it should
sorry
be
if you called and left a voicemail. I listened to all of them.
Your voicemail should be under how long?
Under a minute. Keep it around under a minute. We're not going to play a 3-minute thing where you're just calling us assholes.
Unless you're Boston
time,
Market
like.
Guy.
Yeah, I like reading the transcripts of them because we get like Google attempts to just tell
and
us what they say.
Does a
and yesterday it's someone. I don't know what they were actually trying to say, but it said fucking sunglasses. And sunglasses was not the word they were going for.
It was actually cheap sunglasses. Google just goes
oh,
with
yeah.
All right,
we have
here
voicemail.
We go. Yeah,
voicemail?
Just one. Here we
some
go.
Voicemail.
What's up, ACP? What's up, Brant? Danielle Soto. Obviously, not the fucking sexy boys. Anyway, last episode you
isn't
guys were talking
can?
About Nirvana and Radiohead being overrated. Anyways, I wanted to know who do you think, in your guys' opinion, is a better band, Nirvana or Smashing Pumpkins? And you guys never play my fucking voicemails. Come on.
Well, we just played your fucking voice.
Yeah,
mail,
for number
Nirvana,
one, where are you?
Or Smashing Pumpkins.
Is he in a prison in Turkey? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like
did
it sounded
connect,
like he was...
Did he connect a can to the other end of Demand Media? That was the worst quality voicemail I've ever
Nirvana
heard.
Nirvana or Smashing Pumpkins. So he's saying what year is better, 2016 or 1995?
I mean, as a musician, Billy Corgan is like technically
like, really?
A better musician than Kurt Cobain, but I think Nirvana was a better band. I don't know. I just think
I enjoy more
was...
Smashing Pumpkins songs, to be honest.
I actually like their stint trying to do electronic.
Well, the one thing Smashing Pumpkins, for one thing, Smashing Pumpkins have way more albums than Nirvana.
Yeah.
Well, if you pull your crooked teeth, you'll be perfect just like me, huh? 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 That's a song that Billy Corgan sang.
Shut up. This is outrageous. I like Nirvana better.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
Smashing Pumpkins is a good band, too.
But yeah. They're in craziness, right?
I think Nirvana had more impact. I think Kurt Cobain was a better songwriter, but Billy Corgan's not a bad songwriter.
Yeah. He's my...
He wrote Celebrity Skin. That's an amazing song.
True.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Right? And Malibu.
He also just randomly decided to shave his head and look like a dickhead for the rest of his
life.
Looks
yeah,
like
he wasn't
Brown
even
now.
Bald. He had
yeah,
a shit
he
ton of hair.
Yeah, he shaved it and was like, I'm going to look... He looked like a busted condom in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's the first person that video, who's ever 90s. Looked at himself and been like, I look terrible with hair.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of it and look
and he was
like
right.
the worst.
Yeah.
He looked like Egghead from the old Batman 66.
No, he looked
series.
Better when he shaved his head. He's jarring to look at with all that black hair.
Oh, is it dark?
Yeah, it's really dark.
He beefed up too, right? He put on like 2 bills.
Yeah, he's doing all kinds of weird shit. He's like running wrestling websites and on cat magazines.
He looks
my
a
neighbor,
little Kingpinny now.
Yeah.
The neighbor in my building was like one of his musicians, like his tech musicians. And like they had to stop doing whatever they were doing because he was just so out of Billy Gordon was so out of shape that he like couldn't continue to do music. Like he had to stop. How much of a bummer. He's like, dude, that was like my job. And I basically lost my job because Billy Corgan's too fucking fat to be able to do it.
He's that's going insane. On tour with Marilyn Manson, and I can't wait to see who kills each other first.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson.
Ooh, you're so scary. Look at me. I'm a corporate guy.
Look at me. I have a woman's name, and I wear makeup. Yeah, you're Alice
I'm
Cooper.
Hot Topic as a person.
All right. Let's read some comments. Should we?
I haven't listened to this episode yet. That
let's
ruins it.
See.
You look exactly like you sound, Brett, by Four Banger. I can see it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like you should be wearing a scarf indoors, but other than that.
Too hot. I run hot.
I don't think you'd care. The scarf isn't about the heat.
Yeah, it's
lots of people saying that Ratatat's good.
I love Ratatat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to see them live. And this was before I started doing drugs. So who knows how much better it could have been. But no, it was amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been way better if you were high.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
What's your favorite Ratatat holograms song?
The one with no lyrics.
I don't know. I have a few one. I like Cherry a lot.
Really like Wildcat.
Wildcat is
Cream on
not,
Chrome is.
Cream on Chrome is really good.
Hey.
Wildcat's like a gimmick song.
I don't care. I like it.
Hey,
I
guys.
Like the sounds of kitties.
Hey. Hi. All the stuff you're talking about, I don't care.
I know.
I just wanted to interject with that. Eliza Washington says Macaulay Culkin has a pizza-themed Velvet Underground cover band. Just going to put that on the
That's
table.
True.
Can we go to the show?
That's what
Can
happens when you're a child.
He does.
You're a child star.
I think it's called Pizza Underground. I might be wrong, but if you want to Google it.
Darth VV says avocados and everything avocado-based taste the way old man skin smells.
Yep.
Oh, you don't like avocados either?
I don't like avocados.
How do they even let us live in California with not liking avocados?
I think avocados.
I can't fucking say I don't like avocados without somebody gasping and then naming everything that avocados are in and asking if I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let me eat avocados.
Well, do you like guacamole? No, I just said I don't like avocados. And that is 90% guacamole is all avocado.
Avocados kind of come off tasteless to me.
Yeah.
Like they don't taste like a thing.
I have never even not eaten avocados and not felt sick for long afterwards. And my parents forget this every time. So they offer me avocados every time I come home. I'm like, no, remember how I go on a long rant about how much I hate avocados every time?
My friend Ed, who listens to the podcast, he has an avocado tree in his backyard. And he feeds them to his dog.
Let's burn it to that's so
cute. Spiteful to the rest of the humanity that loves
them. Fuck you, California. This is my dog food.
Okay, what was the thing? Football is the sport that matters, says Paul Nebius. Come to a show in Seattle during Seahawks season. ATB, it's a good time. Yeah, come see the insufferable Seahawks fans being like, we're the 11th man or whatever it is they say. They're stupid idiot fans.
And how come you don't win more?
How come you can't win a Super Bowl against the Patriots?
Yeah.
Because we cheated? Big deal.
I don't know what Four Banger's talking about, but he said, Brett, you're right for once, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, ooh. Probably Ratatat. Everyone's very pro Ratatat, pro Brett this week on the comments. I love it. Yeah. Thank you very
Someone
much.
Someone said E.T. is a Sith Lord.
These are stupid fucking comments.
We had that dispute about whether E.T. is a Jedi.
Yeah, Jeff, what do you think?
E.T.
a Jedi or no?
I mean, I feel like he would be a Jedi. I mean, he does good things. He heals instead of causing damage. He doesn't cause damage to anybody. You don't want to get me into this. God, I'm going to start answering the question legitimately and everyone's going to call me a fuckface.
Yeah, you're right, fuckface.
Hey.
This dude wants
you all have put really bad bands together.
Like an acapella band of Christopher Lee, the guy from Cake, William Shatner, and Reggie Watts.
Yeah, I haven't read anyone's band picks in the comments because they're all terrible.
The best dream band is the Traveling Wilburys, and they already made that band. So we're out. We're done.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. They were
or the Highwaymen, if you want to put a twang on it.
I don't want to put a twang on it.
You don't like the Highwaymen?
Of course I do.
God damn.
I don't even know how to...
Or Temple of the Dog.
I'm on hungry.
Let's put the two most popular awful singers together on one band.
Yeah, that song was overbearing. I'd rather...
Godstap. Godsmack and Scott Stapp.
Ooh, Sully from Godsmack. The guy from Smash Mouth. The guy from Nickelback.
We call it Stapp Infection.
And three of the Hoobastanks.
TJ Arnie says, hey, ATB, when are you going to tell us that thing that you said would get you killed if you said it?
The Suge Knight thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
me and Vanessa will never say that on the air. Because we'll be murdered immediately after.
I'm sure what you've said that will get you killed has already been said, and someone will kill you over
it. Yeah, I mean, there's someone stewing right now over a joke I made that's going to shoot me in the face someday, but...
But that one specifically...
Oh, like insult a Seahawks fan, insult their fandom. Seahawks fan. Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that now. Fuck the Seahawks. That's fine.
Fuck the Seahawks.
Tim Clark 46 says he's referring to E.T. He says he could be a Jedi. The specific powers he displays, healing, telekinetics, etc., are pretty indicative of Force use.
Yeah.
I just agreed with that piece of shit.
And I replied and said he's a goddamn alien from a fictional movie, you toddler fuck. Because I like abusing Tim Clark. Because he's...
Well, unfortunately, his opinion was close to what I said. And so now I take back what I said.
Foster M. Wolf says, cookout is a very Midwest term, ATB. This Ohioan approves. You know what I get made
fun of? We called it a cookout, too.
You know what I get made fun of for saying?
What?
Interstate. Does no one call a fucking...
No, we don't call it the interstate. Because we
know what the I means?
Because we're not trying to escape whatever state we're in.
Do you know that Apple just owns all highways?
Do you know what the I...
No, I know what the I stands for. It means interstate.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a weirdo of me to call it that.
I don't think you're a weirdo. I just think it's the dumb, wrong word to say.
I think you're the dumb, fucking wrong word to say.
I'm always the wrong word to say.
I thought it was weird that in Texas they use like freeway names instead of like the numbers. So they'd be like, you take the Patriot Highway to... Yep.
Nope, I don't want that.
They're all the Patriot Highway, though, so it's impossible.
Yeah.
Y'all take the Freedom Roadway to the Patriot Highway to the get out of my town, you black scumbag interstate.
See? Interstate. There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. We should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
I'll be at Boston Comic Con in August. Oh, I'm sure I'll have some shows out there. And then other things that I'm not sure I'm doing yet, but I'm pretty sure I am, but I don't want to commit to them officially on the radio.
All right. Fucking
I don't know what I'm going to do, but it is fine. Just come to, I'll be at Boston Comic Con. Come see me.
Vanessa, do you have anything to plug?
Sunset Room on the 23rd. I'm starting a new mic on the 24th. On the 25th, I'm at the Terrace Restaurant in Venice Beach. And on the 26th, fuck, I forgot. No, the 25th, I'm in Moore Park with Quincy Jones. Nice. It's the 26th that I'm at the Terrace Restaurant in Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't even know they had terrorists in Venice Beach.
What's it called? What's its name?
A la snack bar.
You're the worst person in the world.
A la snack bar. And now Muslims burn demand media down.
Damn it.
That's how this podcast ends. Going to
give in to their demands.
We get Charlie headbowed. That'd be neat. That'd be a good way to go out.
Yeah. Fine with it.
What do I have going on? Oh, this podcast does air in time for me to tell you. I'll be at Britannia May 23rd.
Woo!
Hey.
Yeah, telling... jokes while naked women dance around.
They're
not at the
naked.
Same time. Yeah, they're not naked.
Those are really, the crowds are always so fun.
Yeah,
at that show, at those show. It's a really, really good show, and everyone's really nice.
Yeah,
Britannia. You should go to that.
In Santa Monica. Yeah. You should come to that. June 25th, we'll be in Chicago, North Bar, Wicker Park, with Alex Schmidt and maybe some other people. Right, Jeff?
Maybe. I got to figure out some things, but possibly.
You piece of shit.
Don't talk to me like that.
I would talk to you however I want. This is my podcast. All right. That was fun. Say goodbye, Jeff.
No.
Say goodbye.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm very tired of this bit.
Goodbye.
Brett, say goodbye. Brett.
Goodbye.
Brett, say goodbye.
Say it like you mean it. Did you get a...
Goodbye.
Someone just get a text?
Goodbye forever.
Oh, finally.
Did you fire Brett?
Yeah. Goodbye.